So one of the more intriguing sections of Parshas Chukos is the sin of Memariva, of Moshe's chait. Moshe, we know, involves something with water and Moshe's behavior in the aftermath, and that's why Moshe and Aaron both are going to be punished and not going to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. There is tremendous ambiguity amongst Mefarshim in terms of what exactly Moshe's sin was. The Or HaChaim, as an example, quotes 10 different pshatim in terms of what the sin was. Other Rishonim, other Achronim, you find Tzfasem, you find Tzadok, you find a lot of interpretation as to what it was. Rashi famously tells us that it's a reference to Moshe hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, and that was somehow the problem. And Mefarshim speak about what exactly was so problematic about that. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim understands the problem was that Moshe got angry. There was a certain kind of ka'as that was there, and because of his anger, that's really why he got punished. There was some sort of a problem or some deficiency on some level, whatever that means, on Moshe's level, with the midah of ka'as. There are two approaches that in many ways are somewhat opposite, and they highlight an incredibly important question about the role of a tzaddik, and it gets a lot into some very important ideas in machshava in general. What exactly was the chait? So there are, again, a lot of different mahalchim. Rabbeinu Chananel in his Perish al HaTorah, and the Ramban quotes this, and he thinks that it may be one of the more compelling ones. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, the problem was that Moshe said, Notzi lachem mayim min hasela, and didn't say, Yotzi Hashem lachem mayim. The problem was, says the Ramban, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that Moshe and Aaron was not sufficiently clear that they were attributing this miracle to the Ribono Sha'olam. It was not sufficiently clear that this was a miracle that they weren't trying to do on their own. And it's very important, says the V'chein B'chol Nisim Yiduim, K'Hashem Yaseh Imam Lahafli. It's important that there's an understanding that this really comes from, that it really comes from Moshe, from Hashem. And if it doesn't come from Hashem, so that in a certain sense creates a bit of a challenge. Some of the Mefarshim point out, Rabbeinu B'chai here, the Chasim Sofer in Torah's Moshe, Chazor points out as an example, well, there are a lot of Nisim which are not explicitly connected to Hashem. We do know they come from Hashem. But be that as it may, that's Rabbeinu Chananel's general approach. And for him, he highlights a certain kind of an idea that it's always important that you attribute to where these things are coming from. We would maybe add one additional step. In particular, it may have been incredibly important when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe, we already know from Chet HaEgel, for some of the Rishonim in Chet HaEgel, that part of the challenge was them attributing almost godlike qualities to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, it's very important that even though Moshe is, that they could have almost thought that Moshe was capable of doing mitzvot on his, doing nisim on his own, it's important that he really attribute it undoubtedly to the Ribono Sha'olam. However, again, the Chizkuni has the same mahalach. Rav Yosef Albo in Sefer Ikarim has in many ways the opposite approach. It's a very, I think, well-known approach and a very intriguing one. Because if Albo says, I'll quote it here from the Or HaChaim, it's in my Mardala Perikav Beis in the Sefer Ikarim, Shagpada Haisa al Shalonis over Moshe Aaron me Atman Lahotzi Lehamayim v'hayu Mar'idin Shayorim Miud Habitachon. The problem is not that they didn't attribute it to Hashem. The problem was that they waited for Hashem to get involved. Right when the people complained about the water, what do Moshe and Aaron do? So it says in Chumash, V'yavo Moshe v'Aaron mipnei akahal pasachal amoid v'yiplu al pneihem. What's the great English translation for v'yiplu al pneihem? They fall on their faces, literally. They prostrate themselves. V'yeri kvod Hashem aleihem. It's clearly they're waiting for Hashem to direct them in terms of what they're supposed to do. Says the Sefer Ikarim, the way that tzaddikim work, tzaddikim should have bitachon, that they are people capable of controlling teva, that they have the capacity to control nature and to perform miracles even without attributing it to the Ribono Sha'olam. It comes from Hashem, but they should have known that they, as tzaddikim, ratzon yireyav yaseh, that they have the ability to go straight up and perform and say there's going to be a miracle and it'll happen totally on its own. Says the Sefer Ikarim, the problem wasn't not attributing to Hashem, the problem was waiting for Hashem. They should have realized that they, as tzaddikim, have the capacity to control things, and there was, in a certain sense, a kind of almost miyud of bitachon that they didn't do it right away. The Or HaChaim and Mefarshim ask questions on the Sefer Ikarim, some of them fairly technical. The Or HaChaim says, well, maybe the concern was Moshe said, I have to ask Hashem. I mean, Hashem's the one who decided not to give them water anymore. So if Hashem decided to punish them by not giving them water, so who am I to come along and to totally change it? I do believe I have that capacity. I do believe I have that koach. But who says I should come along? Says the Sefer Yikar, says the Or Chaim. Who says I should come along and get involved? Hashem was Kfar Machri. Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam said, it's not going to happen. That Or Chaim question is a question that in many ways many Baalei Machshava ask about tefillah in general. That if Hashem already decided that a person should be sick, so who gives us the right to go ahead and daven? Look over for the Or Chaim. Davening is one thing. Outright going and just performing a miracle that may be negging the ratzon of Hashem, that may be against what Hashem's will, that may be more problematic. The underlying, though, assumption of the Sefer Yikarim, one that Reb Sadia Gaon appears to reject, one that the Ramban has perished al Torah, even the Baal Yatov was in certain cases appear to reject, is the idea that tzaddikim can just go and perform miracles without checking with Hashem at all first. A variety of Gan Rishonim will often fill in Chumash. If it looks like someone's doing something without a direct tzivoy, they'll often show, no, there was a tzivoy there. There really was some sort of a command that was really found in that place. So part of what Sefer Yikarim is noting is a certain orientation in terms of the role of a tzaddik in a way which gives you a different impression than what you would get from Yerachan on the Ramban. They all agree, obviously, kochos come from Hashem. But the question as to how much it's important for the tzaddik to always attribute, how much he has a degree of independence, that highlights a couple of very, very different ideas. There is a sort of middle approach that the Meshech Chachma has to explain the Sefer Yikarim, and it's a very interesting one at that. The Meshech Chachma says as follows. Chachma says, I get in general that it may have been important that there are many Nevi'im that may have performed, even Tanam HaMorayim, that performed miracles without first checking with Hashem. That there are those tzaddikim, those Nevi'im, that felt that they were able to do so. That, however, says the Meshech Chachma, was never the Mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Moshe Rabbeinu's miracles are always done with the permission, with the tzivoy of Hashem. He's not stam doing things on his own like that at all. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's not random, because other Nevi'im weren't on the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't able to receive prophecies the way Moshe was, and therefore there was no chashash of looking at those Nevi'im and attributing godlike qualities to them. There's never going to be that chashash, because we knew that they're not really God. Look at even how they receive prophecy. Moshe Rabbeinu, by virtue of his unique status as a prophet, the fact that he could sort of receive prophecy in a very, very smooth, comfortable way, he wasn't going to have the same kind of like out-of-body experience, pe'adaberbo. So because of that, there was a chashash that we're going to attribute godlike qualities to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe always, always checks with Hashem before he performs miracles on his own. So what's pshat here in Parshas Chukas? So here says the Meshech Chachma a very, very insightful comment. There's one exception where Moshe Rabbeinu reacted on his own without checking with Hashem. And that was last week's Parsha in Parshas Korach, when he takes real initiative. Korach is challenging him, and Moshe comes along and starts getting involved in miracles without checking with Hashem first. Says the Meshech Chachma, what he seems to say, is that makes a good deal of sense. Normally, Moshe doesn't do miracles on his own because he's trying to be machtin himself. He's trying to make himself look somewhat less chashev. We don't want Moshe to look like a god, so we say, Moshe, don't do miracles on your own. But in Parshas Chukas was the opposite. They were challenging Moshe Rabbeinu. They were saying, Moshe, you're not that great. So then it was okay for Moshe to respond with, look, I can do miracles on my own. That chashash is not relevant here. Here, it's almost about even proving the opposite, that I can come along and really be able to perform a miracle. Says Meshech Chachma, Klal Yisrael therefore had a taina. Klal Yisrael didn't chop what was really going on to the same extent, and Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this he thinks is maybe to explain a Sefer Yikarim type idea. Moshe, I get that in general you don't perform miracles on your own. I get that. But last week I saw that when your kavod was at stake, you did perform a miracle on your own. That in Parshas Korach, when your kavod was up there and that people were challenging you, you performed a miracle on your own. And therefore, said B'nai Yisrael, Moshe, if you're willing to perform a miracle on your own when it comes to your kavod, why can't you do it for us when we need you also? How come when we're thirsty and we're not able to drink, you can't come and get our back? You have to wait for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That, in a certain sense, say for Yikarim, that once he showed, in a certain sense, to get a deeper shot into what that chait was, again, Moshe Rabbeinu's chait on his own level, but what that may have been was, you shouldn't have checked right now. Because once you open yourself to that taina, once you show that for yourself, you're willing to go that track, you should have gone there for Klal Yisrael. You should have gone there for Klal Yisrael also. So what we saw are, again, a lot of different interpretations as to what the chait really was. But one of the underlying questions relates to the power of a tzaddik how important it is to always attribute things to the Ribono Shel Olam, and how much sometimes you have flexibility to sort of do things on your own. Say, for Karim with a chiddush about the Chet Meririra, but a really much more sweeping chiddush. The tzaddikim on their own need not always ask the Ribono Shel Olam before performing miracles. Again, very different than Rabbi Chananel, the Ramban, the Apshat Korim Rabbi Bechai about Chizkuni. It's important to attribute things to Hashem at all times. Again, all agree to support Hashem knows it comes from Hashem directly, but the orientation is definitely different. Sadi Gaon and others maybe even reject the underlying yisod of Sefer Yikarim. You really shouldn't do things on your own with that more of a tzivoy. At least I believe Sadi Gaon hold like that. And then the Meshech Chachma's idea, most people for sure could do things on their own, like Sefer Yikarim. Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, there was more of a chashash, because Moshe Rabbeinu we would attribute godlike qualities to. Just with Moshe Rabbeinu, that chashash in a certain sense went away, or was different post Parshas Korach, where Moshe did respond on his own, and being there for the covenant of Klal Yisrael was incredibly important. Shkayach, guys.